The Holy Gospel according to John, the 8th chapter. Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, "If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." They answered him, "We are descendants of Abraham and have never been slaves to anyone. What do you mean by saying, 'You will be made free'?" Jesus answered them, "Very truly I tell you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not have a permanent place in the household. The son has a place there forever. So if the son makes you free, you will be free indeed." This is the gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. Good morning, confirmands. I got one, two. So, if we add 500 to the top number over there, what do we get? So, 500 plus 1,517 is 2017. We're celebrating the 500th anniversary of the Reformation. That's a kind of a big deal for us right now. And so it's a day to remember here for you, because you're getting confirmed on the 500th anniversary of the Reformation, the time when Luther — I don't know if you remember us talking about this in confirmation class. We did. When Luther pounded it's right up there, 95 Theses. Some people say that he pounded them onto the door of the church. I maintain that he taped them up. But, you know, so we go on with that controversy. He had some cellophane tape? No? Okay. Well, today as we think about our text, I'll tell you what came to mind was a small, brown, furry monkey. That's what came to mind. I read our text today and I thought about Curious George. You guys all know who Curious George are? Yeah? Who he is? Did you guys watch Curious George growing up? I sure hope so. Curious George is one of my favorites. He, my grandson, and I would watch Curious George all the time. My grandson and I still watch Curious George all the time. He's 5 and we'll put on a marathon of Curious George and spend the next 3 hours watching George. We enjoy the stories of Curious George very much. And I bet that many of you here have some knowledge of how George, of George, and just how curious he can be. I also enjoy the character, the man in the yellow hat, who always, when leaving George, says, "Now be a good little monkey." Thought it was fitting today as you get confirmed. Now be a good confirmand. The other person I need to mention in the Curious George series is the narrator. We really don't think about him, this disembodied voice who helps us know what's going on with George. He begins each episode with some expository comment like, "Now we all know that monkeys like cars." Or he'll say something like, "Now we all know that monkeys love to scuba dive." I'm always a little amazed by how much monkeys apparently love to do these things. But I bring up George today specifically because George is curious. A lot of people don't know that the Curious George series was written by a couple who were deeply affected by the Holocaust. And as people came into this country, especially, but as they went to start new lives in different places after that horrible period of time ended, they thought it would be good to write a book to help them imagine how easy it is to be curious, because their whole life for a period of time was people telling them what to do and not giving them the freedom to do anything They weren't allowed to be curious. And now these people wrote these Curious George stories, especially for the children, to help them learn again to be curious in the world around them. So to be curious, then, is an important lesson that we might learn from George. We hear in our text today about Jesus proclaiming good news to those who believe in him. Jesus says, "If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." And we hear this today knowing, all of us here know, what will happen to Jesus. He's crucified for saying things just like that. He's buried, and 3 days later he raises from the dead. So from our perspective, we know enough about the truth and all that Jesus says, and we begin to understand then just how the truth will make you free. But those that first heard Jesus say this did not hear about the sacrifice. He had not been sacrificed yet. He had not been raised from the dead. So they have not heard about the resurrection. They are confused. They have questions. They say, "We're descendants of Abraham and have never been slaves to anyone. What do you mean by saying you will be made free?" Now remember, the text says that this question comes from those who had believed in him. These were believers, followers of Christ, and they question. And we continually hear about disciples that are with Jesus all the time, and they simply don't understand what Jesus is saying to them. They are confused often. They question Jesus. So Jesus tries to answer their questions and ours. Jesus says, "Very truly I tell you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin." And Jesus is able to answer what would be our next natural question: what difference does it make that I'm a slave to sin? Jesus continues, "The slave does not have a permanent place in the household. The son has a place there forever. Therefore, if the son makes you free, you will be free indeed." We understand from our gospel text for today that those that are trying to understand their relationship with Jesus, those people ask questions. They remain curious. This Reformation Day, we are celebrating in large part the curiosity of Martin Luther. When he first became a monk, he was confused about his relationship with God. He thought if he abused himself, he thought if he paid enough penitence, he could please God. He could fix himself, his relationship with God. It was only after he questioned and found some answers from his friend and mentor, Johann von Stupitz, and then later immersed himself in the scriptures, looking for answers to his questions, that he began to better understand his relationship with God. When we have had confirmation class, we cover a lot of information, but there are a lot of questions that are asked. Sometimes they're really strange questions. Most times they're really good questions. You've had some excellent questions that you've brought up in confirmation class, and we've gone in some directions that were surprising to all of us as we were seeking answers together to what it is that God is trying to tell us. We explored together many topics. We heard each other's answers. And then we asked more questions. Of course, Jesus often taught using parables to describe how we might think about our situations we run into in our own lives. But Jesus also taught often using the Socratic method after Socrates. He would answer a question with a question to help others find the true answers themselves that they were looking for. When we were asking our questions in confirmation class, we were learning, but not just about the topic for that evening. We were also learning how to always be asking questions. It is a mark of being a disciple, remaining curious about our faith, just like George, listening to what the scriptures are saying, and then challenging each other with our own questions that help us better discern what it is that God is asking of us. We will confirm these seven here today, and my hope for these confirmants, they all perked up and looked, yes? My hope for these confirmants is that they continue to ask their questions about faith. As they continue through school, and especially if they are challenged, perhaps, with college, as they're challenged there about their faith, they will continue to ask questions. I trust that you know that you can always come back to this place, this pastor, these people that love and care for you, and you can always ask your questions and feel safe in asking no matter what it is. We support you. We are here for you. It's also the way we continue to search in our adult lives. We become involved at a church, in Bible study, and weekly worship, and even outreach, not simply to learn or help others, but also to have a place to remain engaged and curious about our faith. This is the way we deepen our relationship with God and our faith in God. And so we pray. Good and gracious God, bless our questions. Help us to remain faithful as we seek you in Scripture, at church, and in those we meet. It is in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. As we continue with our service, please rise as you are able.